KKFT. Local, live, and happening now. With Greg Neft and Jerry Evans, your noon news.
And it is finally your Friday, final approach to your weekend. Good afternoon to you. This is the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neff, live at the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. We have a sweltering 95 degrees at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And our top local stories this hour, if you're just joining. Lyon County takes a leap toward a new data center, but not without some controversy first.
What are we going to do? If you don't like something, shut the country down?
Coming up, how things turned a little nasty and left one speaker under arrest at last night's meeting. Well, case closed, human remains found on Spooner Summit are identified.
I'm so very, very proud of the investigators to never let a cold case go as long as it has.
Directly ahead, who those remains belong to, and they caught him wearing a long red wig and carrying a lot of meth. On the way, how much time behind bars a Reno drug dealer is getting. These stories and much, much more on the KKFT News and Noon Friday edition. Final approach to your weekend. I'm Greg Neff to the Keystone CPA Studios. And now with more, we say good afternoon to Jerry.
Good afternoon. It is a Friday. We're in a Friday kind of mood on August the 7th. It is a story, a crime, a local one, so big that it made the New York Times. We'll tell you what that is. Also, Mark Amadei says he won't endorse Flippo. Seems to be going out on a bitter note. And I'll give you another reason to get the FM Talk app based on what happened yesterday in South Reno. Those stories, more local sports with Craig, traffic with Phil, and we'll get you through this noon hour with local news right here on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, where you can go, that's add.com to that, where you can go and vote. Should the Washoe County Sheriff's Department focus more on people, trees, animals, or all of the above? Still at that 75% for all of the above. In other words, focus on crime. Those stories, more, it's all coming up on the new news. Back to you, Greg.
Thank you, Jerry. It's our top local story at 12:08. Call it the morning mess. A nasty crash along westbound I-80 around 3 this morning. Had traffic backed up for miles. It's not clear what caused the crash, but traffic was snarled heading into the early part of the morning rush. Everything is now back to normal. Well, hours of testimony, tempers flaring, a 3-1 vote in favor of a data center, and, oh yeah, one arrested. That marked last night's Lyon County Commissioners meeting where they approved the Monarch Data Center, and not all who spoke were against it.
What are we going to do? If you don't like something, shut the country down? Just let the thing go to hell? Tell them to go to China or North Vietnam and see how they like it over there.
And he was being positive. Most were against, including one who says he lives a mile from that planned center.
You people up here have taken nobody into consideration. None of the natives, none of the people that live around it.
But then James St. Angelo apparently took things a little too far. The Lyon County Sheriff says St. Angelo slammed a door on his way out so hard it hit a deputy standing nearby. And that prompted a response.
I'm not going to tolerate my deputies being assaulted by any member of the public. We understand that people are angry. This is a very passionate issue with the data centers. But our deputies are here to keep the peace.
Lyon County Sheriff Brad Pope arresting St. Angelo. In the end, after about 7 hours of testimony, Lyon County Commissioners approved the rezoning needed to build the Monarch Data Center. A mystery from 1994 solved. It was then when parts of a human cranium were discovered up on Spooner Summit. The Carson City Sheriff says those remains belonged to Alan Don Bishop, reported missing way back in 1984 by his family in Salt Lake City.
They did some excellent DNA searching. It brings closure to a family. While we can't explain all of the circumstances, at least we can bring home that dear departed.
Carson Sheriff Kenny Furlong, Bishop, was said to have experienced mental health issues and was known to travel by hitchhiking. He apparently was hiking all the way from California to Oregon. It is 25 years behind bars for a noted drug dealer in Reno, a Washoe County judge handing down the sentence for Alvin Briscani. He was approached by officers after an investigation in March 2024.
When members of the Washoe County Sheriff's Office Interdiction Unit attempted to stop and arrest Briscani, who was starting to drive away in a pickup truck, he began a chase with police that was ultimately called off due to safety concerns. A neighbor of the defendant told police that the day after the chase, he found a paper bag containing large amounts of suspected drugs in his driveway.
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe DA.
Police recovered the bag and found 22 grams of cocaine and more than 380 grams of methamphetamine inside. A review of the neighbor's doorbell camera revealed that the bag of drugs had been thrown out of Bresciani's truck as it sped past the house. During the search of Bresciani's home, police found an additional 19.2 grams of meth.
A search for Bresciani led to some unusual circumstances.
Police found and arrested Bresciani. He was wearing a long red wig as a disguise when he was apprehended in the company of a female accomplice. During a search of the woman's purse, an additional 209 grams of methamphetamine was located.
He'll be eligible for parole in 10 years. Well, he is a teacher at Dayton Elementary School. Now he's behind bars. 40-year-old Sean Sanchez is now accused of sexually abusing a student. The Lyon County Sheriff says they discovered Sanchez had also abused another student several years earlier. Sanchez was arrested yesterday. Bail set $300,000, and he's still listed as a teacher on the Dayton Schools website. I just checked. Hot August nights? How about hot August days? A heat advisory is in effect for Rideau Sparks and Carson City through Sunday, and an extreme heat warning is in place for Fallon and Winnemucca. Some people will be at higher risk for heat-related illness. Hot, dry air is going to make it easier for wildfires to start and spread quickly. Well, part of the reason for smoke in our air is the Gann Fire burning in Calaveras County, about 75 miles to our west. A suspect under arrest says he did not mean to start it.
If I could go back in time and change it, I would. But I can't go back in time. I'm sorry to everybody out there.
Herbert Wayne Smith telling KCRA in Sacramento he accidentally sparked the fire while cutting scrap metal and that fire turning deadly.
A 70-year-old woman chose not to evacuate her home in Angels Camp. She died on Tuesday night. Authorities are investigating her death. Officials are urging people in the area to evacuate if ordered to do so and be ready to go if you're under an evacuation warning. The Gann Fire is 26% contained and has burned over 10,000 acres. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And I'm Greg Neft. FM News Talk Time, 12:13. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
Thank you, Greg. Republican Mark Amadei, outgoing representative for Northern Nevada's U.S. House District 2, says he will not endorse Republican Dave Flippo to succeed him. In a condescending tone, he stated, "Go get him, Tiger. Good luck." Amadei was also critical of negative campaign ads that Dave Flippo ran against his primary opponent, James Settlemyer, the former Republican leader in the state Senate. And President Trump endorsed Flippo a week before the election. Jeff, a listener from Reno, a Republican voter, texted us at FM News Talk after hearing this. He said, "I heard that Amadei has refused to endorse Flippo. To me, that's an endorsement." Another reason to get the FM Talk app, a power outage affecting thousands in South Reno yesterday. We'll send you out a message to your phone that power is out, and we'll update you if possible, if not too late at night, when it is restored. Power went out in South Reno for about 90 minutes yesterday afternoon. If you got something in your freezer or an older parent at home, you can make arrangements to deal with that. Just get the app, download it from the App Store, 991-FM-TALK. And we have a couple of great advertisers that install home generators and, as always, have a battery-operated radio. It's just a simple fact. Electric power is not as reliable as it once was. Not that it is in the news. Just a reminder, though, that despite the Supreme Court decision, bump stocks are strictly illegal to possess, sell, transfer, or manufacture within the state of Nevada. We'll tell you why we bring up that story as we examine the voting record of Teresa Benitez Thompson, who is running, a Democrat, to replace Mark Amadei as he retires from that seat. We'll get to some local sports with Craig Swope and also a couple of featured stories with John Potter. It's 12:15, but right now, let's take a first look at the noon news on a Friday. Traffic.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
We have an injury collision on westbound Interstate 80 at the USA Parkway. It's not on the freeway. It's actually on the on-ramp from the overpass. It is slowing things down onto USA Parkway, as you might imagine. in Reno, Sparks, Carson City, and around the lake, Yerington as well. We're doing A-OK, moving along at the limit. The Soak of Your Traffic is brought to you by Wild West Chevrolet. You've heard, come see what they can do for you. How about tickets to the Lyon County Fair? No lines, purchase them today while supplies last at Wild West Chevrolet, home of the $99 diesel oil change. It's warmer today. It's 93 in Sparks, 92 in Carson City, 93 in Yerington, 81 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weekend weather.
We'll have a little bit of breeze to take the edge off the heat, but it's still hot, and it's going to be through the weekend. The heat advisory expires Monday morning. Still comfortable to start the day and to end the day. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Tomorrow at 9, the weekend, John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT, live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Be careful to give no offense and keep cool under all circumstances. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Our technicians are standing by to keep your home or office cool under all circumstances. Our sales team always gives free estimates, so keep cool. Call 359-1985 for all your air conditioning needs. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.
Are you tired of cookie-cutter vacations that leave you unfulfilled? At Spellbinding Travels, they believe your journey should be as unique as you are. Whether you want to discover a hidden Hawaiian beach, set sail on an epic ocean cruise, or experience an extraordinary VIP day at a world-class theme park, they'll custom-tailor every detail. Don't just travel. Bring your family together for the magic. Visit SpellbindingTravels.com. Spellbinding Travels. Your journey begins here.
Live great and celebrate. Meeting up with good friends. Making new ones. Celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, job promotions, or family reunions. At Glen Eagles Restaurant, expect the best in service and food preparation. Comfortable atmosphere, elegant sitting rooms, and rich wood decor. Glen Eagles special purpose rooms accommodate everything, from small business meetings to bridal showers and large wedding receptions. Cozy up in rooms with fireplaces, or when the weather's nice, dine outside on 2 patios. Whether cocktails, appetizers, or a sit-down dinner, make reservations at Glen Eagles in Carson City. Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner. More information at GlenEaglesRestaurant.com. Glen Eagles is Carson City's finest dining.
Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and on very special occasions. Glen Eagles sets the bar for delicious cuisine and top-of-the-line satisfaction. It's easy to see why Glen Eagles Restaurant is Carson City's finest. Live great. Come celebrate.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
The National Weather Service Reno office calls this dangerous heat. I'm John Potter for the new news. Their extreme heat warning is now in effect from now to Monday for Fernley, Fallon, Silver Springs, and Dayton. Heat advisory for the rest of us. Yesterday's high of 103 was Reno's hottest day in over a year since July 13th, 2025. The average Reno high for today is 94. The prediction is 99 for today. And the Reno record high for the state is 102, set in 19. 19- 1890. If it's any consolation, these are traditionally some of Reno's hottest days of the year, according to the service, and the average high will only be in the 80s by the end of this month. Now, precipitation-wise, unfortunately, so far it's the driest August on record in 133 years so far. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
95 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Glad you're with us here on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft. If you're just checking in, the three big things you need to know. It was a really bad wreck along westbound I-80 is number one. It snarled traffic for miles early this morning. That crash happened near Lockwood. Number two, a heat advisory in effect for Reno, Sparks, and Carson City through Sunday. An extreme heat warning for Fallon and Winnemucca. Number three, human remains found on Spooner Summit back in 1994 have been identified. The Carson City Sheriff says those remains belong to Alan Don Bishop, reported missing in 1984 by his family in Salt Lake City. It is our top national story. ICE agents reported at Reno Tahoe International Airport. That is not the only airport they are at. TSA is apparently working with them, but airline workers, well, not so much.
But a recent report from the Wall Street Journal says that, in fact, some airline employees are even stepping in between ICE and a passenger. They're trying to apprehend and prevent them from getting onto an airplane. In fact, on July 25th in Dallas, an ICE agent tried to board a Southwest flight to make an arrest. The gate agent refused to let ICE board without a judicial warrant signed by a judge. These encounters are playing out at airports really across the country.
News Nation's Marcus Espinoza. It is 12:22 here on the news at noon. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
Well, not that it is in the news right now, but this is just a reminder that bump stocks are strictly illegal to possess, sell, transfer, or manufacture within the state of Nevada. Despite changes in federal regulations, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the federal ATF bump stock ban. However, Nevada has its own distinct statutory ban. The Supreme Court's ruling did not change the law here in Nevada. Assembly Bill 291 is the bill that banned them. That was when Steve Sisolak was governor in 2019. Teresa Benitez Thompson voted for that bill. A local crime so big and serious that it made the New York Times. Washoe County deputies and the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency are investigating a growing string of criminal poisonings targeting pine trees around Burnt Cedar Beach. 28 trees now impacted and a $300,000 estimated loss. A Reno area activist group plans to protest an aviation company over its reported work with federal immigration and customs enforcement to transport detainees. Quoting, "Our goal is to de-ice the Reno airport." That was said from Deborah Achenberg, a member of the radical left-wing Democrat activist group, quote, "the biggest little action group," end quote. That's what they call themselves. The Reno Tahoe Airport Authority confirmed recently that ICE has been engaging in immigration enforcement actions at the airport. We'll give you a preview of the weekend live and local, the show hosted by John Potter tomorrow, 9 to noon, in just a couple of moments, and an email regarding the show. You can always email or text 775-884-9910 or use the app and give us a shout out. It's free from the App Store. Feedback always welcome. FM News Talk Time, 1225.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
Crews are still on the scene of an injury collision on westbound Interstate 80 at the USA Parkway. It's on the on-ramp right now. It's not affecting the freeway, but if you're trying to go towards Sparks from the USA Parkway, expect some delays. Otherwise, aside from a bunch of construction and Sparks on Bering between Gold Way and Sorensen Way, there are no collisions to tell you about. And take a look at your watch. Is it time for diesel smog? Well, stop by the corner of Mill End Terminal in Reno for Pro One Automotive's No Appointment Needed Diesel Smog Check. Often imitated, never duplicated, Pro One Automotive since 1986. It's 93 in Reno, 95 in Dayton, 94 in Smith Valley, 80 degrees in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
We'll have a little bit of breeze to take the edge off the heat, but it's still hot. And it's going to be through the weekend. The heat advisory expires Monday morning. Still comfortable to start the day and to end the day. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Tomorrow at 9, the weekend, John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage. 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
Inflation, turmoil, gas prices.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
News and talk.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
What the hell is going on here?
All things considered, what you're feeling is...
Hey, what's going on over here?
Is that dangerous?
Normal. The only treatment is a daily dose of news, talk, and truth.
See what happened?
You've been prescribed...
99.1 FM News Talk.
Side effects may vary.
Are you a highly organized, motivated person interested in making unlimited income? Enjoy networking and helping local businesses get the word out? Does being part of an enthusiastic team of folks who would like to have fun at work sound attractive? Then the Evans Broadcast Company sales team would love to chat with you. Explore your options and future potential by reaching out to our sales team manager at 775-884-8000. Mention this sales ad and would like to talk. Call 884-8000 now.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
1 week from today, high school football is going to be being played, and we've been previewing what the expectations are for each of the divisions. 4A football in the north looks to have the Reno Huskies on top. That is the expectation. Carson, North Valley, and Galena in the mix for number two. Home cooking, helping the Aces. Three in a row now this week. They won last night over El Paso 6-4. Paw Patrol tonight with fireworks after the game. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
97 sweltering degrees at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neft. If you're just checking in, a car sitting outside catches fire and crews rush to the scene to put it out. This happened in Sparks early this morning off Prater Way right near City Hall just after 4. The white BMW was seen spewing flames and smoke. Fire crews got the blaze out quickly. Arson is not thought to be a cause. Another fire prompts crews this morning as well. This happened around 3 a.m. right near renowned downtown medical center off Lewis Street. A vehicle and a wood pallet caught fire. Firefighters were able to get things under control fairly quickly and prevent the blaze from spreading. No injuries were reported. The cause remains under investigation. A 19-year-old Nevada man is dead after he drowned at a reservoir outside St. George, Utah. That's right on the Arizona line. The Utah Department of Natural Resources says this happened yesterday afternoon as the teen was swimming near a dive park. He was pulled from the water. CPR was performed. He died at the scene. Investigators say the man was not wearing a life jacket. Tonight, if you're going to go to Gold Ranch, you might as well get one. The Powerball jackpot now eclipsing $856 million.
This is Powerball.
It's one of the top 10 largest grand prizes in Powerball history, with the lump sum payout currently standing at $372 million. And all it takes is $2 and a dream, with people already making plans in case of a win.
I think I wouldn't work anymore, and I'd travel Europe.
I would buy me a new house.
I'd like to fly to the Himalaya Mountains and find Shangri-La.
The winner could get the jackpot in its entirety if they choose to receive an annual payment over 30 years. I'm Natalie Migliori.
FM News Talk time. It's 12:30, and FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. The Senate has passed the Lindsey Graham Russian sanctions bill. Pretty overwhelming. Yes, the tally was 86 yay, 11 nay. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, the lone Republican who voted against it. This will now be sent to the House, and they'll have to sync up with the Senate when they return from recess August 31st before it goes to the president's desk. Senator Darlene Graham presided in the chair and read that final vote tally. The disappointing jobs report for July, 23,000 jobs lost for the month, unemployment dropping to 4.1%. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett joining Fox to react.
The strength is what we've seen before, construction workers, manufacturing workers, and so on. The weakness in this number were really just two things, government workers and a sort of rebound from all the employment we got from the World Cup, because the World Cup was ending.
Healthcare jobs did trend upwards. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the KKFT News at Noon. A very good afternoon to you. It's finally your Friday, your final approach to your weekend. 93 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And if you are just checking in, it's our top local story. You can call it the morning mess. A nasty crash along westbound I-80 around 3 this morning had traffic backed up for miles. It's not clear what caused the crash, but traffic was snarled heading into the early part of the morning rush, and everything is now back to normal. Well, hours of testimony, tempers flaring, a 3-1 vote in favor of a data center. And yeah, one arrest too. That marked last night's Lyon County Commissioners meeting where they approved the Monarch Data Center, and not everyone who spoke were against it.
What are we going to do? If you don't like something, shut the country down? Just let the thing go to hell? Tell them to go to China or North Vietnam and see how they like it over there.
And remember, he was one of the positive ones, but most in the crowd of about 300 were against, including one who says he lives about a mile from the planned center.
You people up here have taken nobody into consideration. None of the natives, none of the people that live around it.
Now that guy stormed off after his speech. He slammed the door so hard it hit a Lyon County sheriff's deputy, prompting him to get arrested.
I'm not going to tolerate my deputies being assaulted by any member of the public. We understand that people are angry. This is a very passionate issue with the data centers, but our deputies are here to keep the peace.
And that is Lyon County Sheriff Brad Pope. In the end, and after about 7 hours of testimony, Lyon County commissioners approved the rezoning needed to build the data center. Next up, we've got the permitting fight, and that should be a good one. Well, if you're curious about this, the Los Angeles Dodgers became the first Major League Baseball team to gross more than $1 billion in revenue in 2025. Maybe.
That's according to ESPN's Jeff Passan, who says Shohei Ohtani earns more than $100 million per year off the field. That comes from sponsorships and advertisements. Ohtani signed a 10-year, $700 million contract before the 2024 season. He's making just $2 million a year from it until the final year, after deferring $680 million to the end of the contract. Passan calls the Dodgers a Shohei Ohtani shell corporation, with the tourists, business opportunities, and merchandise sales they've brought in after signing the international superstar. He believes they'll gross more than $1 billion again this year. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The Reno Aces should have it so good. FM News Talk time, 1234.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Tired of looking at your old leaning fence? Do you have problems with your gates not opening and closing properly? We can help. Call Florence Fence today. Whether you have a wood fence, chain link, ornamental iron, or vinyl fence, we can repair your existing fence or replace it with a new one. Florence Fence has been serving the Reno and Lake Tahoe area for over 37 years. Call us today at 775-267-9918 or visit us on the web at florencefenceinc.com.
Smile on your face. Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR. George and Sons Garage Doors.
Creaks, leaks, and clogs can really put a damper on the mood around your home. At Master Service Plumbing, service and repair have been our specialty for 39 years. Sure, we can do the big stuff like gas lines and tankless installs, but we understand it's the small stuff that creates headaches more often than not. That's why we're available 24/7. Call us at 851-1444. Master Service Plumbing, 851-1444.
Couple of hot afternoons still ahead before we put this hot weather behind us, the heat advisory through Monday morning. And we are going to put it behind us. We're going to gradually ease through the week into the mid-80s by the upcoming weekend. Any time of the year, make sure you can just turn that key and go. Trust the team at A Master Mechanic for bumper-to-bumper peace of mind. 95 East Glendale in Sparks. Sundays at 5, Eric Erickson, 99.1 FM Talk.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
A boost of confidence in Nevada mining today. I'm John Potter for the new news. The Trump administration this morning approved $100 million in funding for U.S. mining schools, including Reno's own Mackey School of Mines at the University of Nevada. The investment is called the Prospect Initiative. The goal is to double the number of U.S. mining graduates within 2 years. The money goes into mining education tools and financial aid. It's seen as an answer to China's dominance in worldwide mining. China controls more than 80% of that sector today, leaving the U.S. dependent on imports for many critical minerals for weapons and other essential products. The Trump administration has spent tens of billions of dollars on U.S. mineral companies to loosen China's hold. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report. The major averages are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading as investors digested a surprise decline in job growth for July and its implications for the Fed's interest rate policy decisions. U.S. payrolls unexpectedly shed 23,000 jobs in July. Economists were expecting an increase of around 80,000. And the unemployment rate ticked lower to 4.1% as labor force participation fell. Tech is one of the best performing sectors, led by chip and software stocks. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mostly higher, led by Tesla and Nvidia. An Airbnb stock is surging 14% to a more than four-year high. The vacation rental site beating second quarter earnings expectations and raising its annual revenue forecast, which eased worries over the fallout on global travel demand from the conflict in the Middle East. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
It is 12:38 right here on the KKFT News at Noon. So glad to have you with us here on this finally your Friday final approach to your weekend. Normally it's a moment with Mike, but today, as it's been most of the week, it's been the bounce with Brian, and Brian Wheeler from Keystone doing an apt job filling in for Mr. Mike. Brian, how are you, sir?
Doing very well.
I'm glad to hear that, and happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
After that jobs report, I think we could all use the weekend. What happened? Why did we suddenly lose 23,000 jobs?
You know, it's hard to tell. I've been kind of doing a little research on that, and it may be partially tied to some seasonality that we're seeing through the government jobs, the teachers that have been off through the summer, and I heard someone mention something about the World Cup that kind of softened and put people out of jobs.
Well, that's kind of a shame. All right. Well, I mean, I'm waiting for the next big sporting event. I mean, the World Series is right around the corner. Yeah. Hopefully we'll see a bump. I guess the bigger concern is, do these losses stick around? I mean, does this spook some businesses? Does this tell a small business owner, hey, it's getting bad out there, I was planning on hiring, but maybe now not so much?
You know, I think there could be some of that. We're definitely, I think, seeing some softening in the economy and even in the businesses right now. But I think there's other people, the market certainly responded favorably today. I think they're thinking that the Fed may soften their posture on raising rates here in the next meeting. So there's some mixed results and mixed feelings and sentiment around the whole idea.
Well, you know what? We'll have to wait and see about that. In the meantime, this is just too big to ignore. Meta, a.k.a. Facebook, and probably the glasses that you now wear on your face, they've been ordered to pay about $567 million in a case involving underage users and, you know, filter settings and, you know, screen time and such. I've reviewed the case myself. I've got mixed feelings on it, but the financial implications for Meta shareholders, they've got to be quaking in their boots. I don't know what the stock is doing right now. But long term, that's like, you know, is this going to be the thing for all of big tech now?
Well, yeah, you got to wonder, right? Yeah. I keep thinking that it should be the parents' job to manage all that stuff, not the people who are creating the products. But I see some of the, like I said, I think all of us have some mixed feelings trying to understand this. But yeah, I think investors with Meta would be a little bit concerned right now.
Well, we'll have to wait and see about that as well. President Trump making a mining push. He was speaking at a mining industry roundtable at the State Department this afternoon. He talked about the importance of mining rare earth minerals, of which we have an abundance of here in Nevada. But for some reason, every time we want to build a mine, we just can't do that because apparently there's some butterfly or something like that within 50 miles of the mine site. Hopefully this push, this presidential impetus pushes a little bit further to get some mines up and running. You know, I mean, is mining a good job for the future, would you say?
I would think so. The demand is so high for those rare earth minerals, so I would think that'll continue to be as long as technology keeps driving that need. So, yeah, I think state of Nevada is in a really good place for that.
Well, I certainly hope that is the case. Now, if you had a college graduate, let's just say your kid was graduating college within, I don't know, the next, like, 3 months or so, where would you tell them to look for a job?
You know, anything related to tech. And, okay, you know, it's interesting you bring that up. My son graduated a few years ago and ended up in the hospital, but as a cybersecurity specialist.
Yeah.
So he has job security. Things are constantly changing in that world, and, you know, he's just doing great.
I'm glad to hear that AI has not taken over that yet. I mean, you hear about AI creating these viruses and stuff and going after other AI systems. I think that was a horror film back in the 70s or something like that. I mean, is that something that you worry about when you think about AI? You know, it's like, I am AI, and I'm going to crush and kill my competitors because I'm just the best. Gosh darn it.
You know, you hear some of the stories and you wonder, right? I don't know what to think. For the most part, I think people are going to keep a cap on that, but, you know, things do keep getting out, and they keep trying to figure that out.
Well, hopefully your son can contribute to our well-being and security.
I hope so.
As do I. The Bounce with Brian. Brian from Keystone. Of course, Keystone wants to help you out with your money. Call us now for a free one-hour consultation, 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900 for Keystone. And, Brian, have a great weekend, and thank you so much for filling in for Mike.
Thank you. Always fun.
Always a pleasure. It is 1243. Now back to Jerry.
Thank you, Greg. And listener comment or question. On your show this afternoon, this came in yesterday, News at Noon, Mr. Evans was talking about the Paiutes and the building of info centers or something to that effect in the Yerington area. And he mentioned something about Toothless. What was that about? Bruce, I don't have any idea. So National Night Out, 4 to 8 p.m. today at the Ironwood Shopping Center in Minden. The events benefit, or the event benefits, the Sheriff's Advisory Council. Slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon in Douglas County in the Carson Valley. Maybe a little. Enough already. The forecast is calling for increasing clouds, high of 98 degrees. We'll get you the full weather forecast for the weekend. We've also got hot August nights, the Concours d'Elegance, and unless my French is failing me, that means wooden boat. And following the June 30th closure of Partnership Carson City, Douglas County is expanding behavioral health and substance abuse prevention services into Carson City. The program works with schools, healthcare providers, law enforcement, local governments, businesses, and community organizations to prevent youth substance use and substance abuse, I think is the way the story should read, and also behavioral health. Progress on the GAN fire now at 33% and not much growth, so less smoke, better air quality begins today. As the 15-member task force on storm drainage in Douglas County convenes, a political obstacle may be the perspective of many in the county that storm drainage is not a county-wide problem. In other words, residents who live where there's not a snowball's chance of a flood are already concerned that they may be asked to pay for somebody else's problem. And my guess, look at your property tax bill. I think that's where they'll try to stick it to you, so to speak. FM News Talk time, 1245.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
That earlier injury collision on westbound Interstate 80 at USA Parkway has been cleaned up, and getting onto the freeway is a whole lot easier now. And I'm pleased to tell you there are no other collisions or problems working on the freeways right now. Just if you're in Carson City, watch out for a whole bunch of road work. 5th Street between Solomon and Warm Springs Court, it will have reduced lanes until about 5 p.m. while they do some repaving there. Likewise, on Cone Peak Drive between Copper Mountain and Racetrack Drive, they have reduced lanes as well. It's 91 degrees at King's Ranch, 93 in Minden, 94 in Wellington, 81 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weekend weather.
We'll have a little bit of breeze to take the edge off the heat, but it's still hot, and it's going to be through the weekend. The heat advisory expires Monday morning. Still comfortable to start the day and to end the day. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Tomorrow at 9, the weekend, John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Character is like a tree, and reputation like its shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The tree is the real thing. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. The shade of a tree is a joy in the summer, but for refreshing cool air in your home or office, call the company with an Honest Abe reputation at 359-1985. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Dustin from Pro One Automotive. Dustin, what sets you guys apart from other automotive shops in town?
Here at Pro One, we're family. From gas and diesel smogs to bumper to bumper factory maintenance and repair, Pro One Automotive has been keeping your vehicles running strong. After four decades, we still have one promise. Pro One Automotive does it right the first time. A big thank you to all of our loyal customers, and a warm welcome to anyone looking for an automotive repair shop that provides the ultimate customer experience. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Our veterans have sacrificed for our freedom. From World War II to Afghanistan, they have served in silence, often facing wounds unseen. But many live with severe dental infections that cause extreme pain. These infections can reach vital organs that cause life-threatening medical emergencies, and sometimes even death. The truth is, most do not qualify for VA dental care due to stringent criteria. That's where the Adopt-A-Vet Dental Program steps in, supported by 160 dedicated dentists providing free, pro bono dental care to impoverished veterans in Nevada. While these professionals volunteer their time, supplies and prosthetics come at a high cost. Your donation can make a life-saving difference. For every dollar you give, we deliver $8 of critical, life-changing dental care. Please visit AdoptAVetDental.org and help us honor their service, because they deserve better. Together, we can give back to those who have given all. Call 470-8707 for more information. Please donate now.
What does America mean to you?
America for me is still the land of the free and the home of the brave. My dad's dad jumped ship in Philadelphia. A boy from Sweden became an American citizen. My dad's older brothers fought in World War II. I grew up overseas in the Middle East, where it meant something to be an American. People wanted to be like us, and they recognized the good things we have done in the world to free people from tyranny.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
It's Eric Erickson here on FM News Talk 99.1.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:50 as we continue right along on this Friday. A new CDC report finds more frequent marijuana users are showing up in emergency rooms with a condition that causes severe nausea and vomiting. The condition, which I'm not going to try to pronounce, is linked to habitual marijuana use and has seen a rise in recorded cases. Researchers identified nearly 200,000 emergency room visits related to the condition between January 2023 and last May. The CDC says younger patients, especially those in age 15 to 24, had some of the highest rates. They're calling for more awareness and research into the condition. Well, with all this heat around, it might be a really good idea to go to the movies and cool off.
What is happening to me?
Did you miss me, Spidey? I'm losing my mind.
Spider-Man Brand New Day is expected to dominate the box office once again this weekend. The fourth film in the Tom Holland-led franchise is looking to make $150 to $160 million in its second weekend. The film has made over $1.1 billion worldwide and is the fastest to surpass $500 million domestically ever. New this weekend is the rom-com One Night Only, which is looking to make $10 million. The comedy Super Troopers 3 is eyeing single-digit millions, and also new is the horror film Ice Cream Man, that sounds lovely, which is looking at making low single-digit millions in its debut. And you're talking about Spider-Man. For me, it was Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst. And that's the only Spider-Man and Mary Jane I want to talk about. FM News Doc Time, 1251.
KKFT, your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, sports.
Three in a row for the Aces, 6-4 last night over El Paso. Tonight at Greater Nevada Field, Paw Patrol and fireworks after the game. Taking a look at 4A football today. The high school football season begins next week, and the Reno Huskies looks to be top in the north with Carson, North Valley, Zingalina fighting for number two in 4A. Nevada Sportsnet says Nevada's slice of the $70 million settlement pie between the Mountain West and Pac-12 will be about $7 million. Full details in the San Diego Union. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
Caring for a loved one with memory loss can leave you feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and concerned about the future. But you don't have to walk this path alone. Welcome to Village Senior Living at Carson Valley. Through our Journey Memory Care Program with SafelyU AI Fall Detection, we provide dedicated memory care day and night. Before the weight becomes too heavy, visit VillageSeniorLiving.com to see how we can help. At Village, memory care is built around the whole person, not just a diagnosis. Our community offers customizable 24/7 personal care plans managed by our team members. Your loved one will enjoy a warm, welcoming home with comfortable spaces and chef-prepared meals made daily. Bring back the joy of simply being a family member again. Visit VillageSeniorLiving.com to schedule a tour. That's VillageSeniorLiving.com. Village Senior Living at Carson Valley in Minden. We are here for you when you need us.
At a time when so many parents are worried about what their children are learning or not learning, there's a different path right here in Reno, the Church at Reno's Academy, where students receive a Bible-based education rooted in faith, discipline, patriotism, and academic excellence. It isn't the chaos of the county schools. It's structure, respect, purpose. Students are challenged with rigorous academics, supported with strong moral foundations, and something almost forgotten in modern education, taught cursive writing. Why? Because students continue to show cursive improves memory, comprehension, and cognitive development. Don't forget, America's founding documents are all written in cursive. If your child or grandchild needs an alternative to the confusion and declining standards in Washoe County, look no further than the Church at Reno Academy. Faith, freedom, academic excellence. Go to thechurchatreno.com for more information.
Ready to equip your 4x4 for the great outdoors? Look no further than Trek Envy Reno. You won't find a more complete Trek accessory shop anywhere in Northern Nevada. For work, off-road, camping, or sheer pleasure, Trek Envy has it all. Reno's headquarters for American-made truck caps and tonneau covers from Ranch and Venturous, along with the biggest selection of tires, wheels, lift kits, and more. Stop by Trek Envy, 75 East Patriot Boulevard, Suite 13, or search online at truckenvy.com.
Overwhelmed by the thought of managing an estate sale or buyout? Let the experts handle it. Brenda Hannon and the team at Hannon's Estate Services deliver honest, fair, and respectful service. They make the entire process simple while maximizing the value of your estate. Call for a free consultation today at 775-291-8528. That's 291-8528. Also, big news, Hannon's Diggins 1 has moved and will be open soon at 301 Hot Springs Road. Stay tuned for their mid-August grand opening.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good.
Couple of hot afternoons still ahead before we put this hot weather behind us, the heat advisory through Monday morning, and we are going to put it behind us. We're going to gradually ease through the week into the mid-80s by the upcoming weekend. Any time of the year, make sure you can just turn that key and go. Trust the team at A-Master Mechanic for bumper-to-bumper peace of mind, 95 East Glendale in Sparks. Sundays at 5, Eric Erickson, 99.1 FM Talk.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
95 degrees right now as we approach the top of the hour here. 90,000 rubber ducks were dumped into the Chicago River yesterday for the 21st annual Chicago Ducky Derby.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun.
Thousands of spectators showed up to watch a dump truck unload a cascade of yellow duckies off the Columbus Drive Bridge into the Chicago River, then watch them float downstream to the finish line. Each rubber duck is adopted for a minimum donation of $10 to the Illinois Special Olympics, and whoever's duck crosses the finish line first wins a new SUV. This year's Ducky Derby raised over $700,000 for Special Olympics. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
They do an awful lot to that river. I mean, St. Patrick's Day, they dye it green and everything. For what it's worth, there's a new device that may help people get to REM sleep faster. Researchers at the University of Texas at Austin say they developed a patch that in an experiment led to people getting to REM sleep 43 minutes earlier on average and keeping them there 16 minutes longer. That's for people who both sleep well and those who struggle. Researchers say they'll proceed to further larger studies on that patch. I snore a lot, so oh my. 12:57 right here on the news at noon.
I used to work right downtown Chicago, 444 North Michigan Avenue, one building away from the Chicago River. I remember when I was there, Washington, not George, don't remember his first name, was the mayor of Chicago.
Harold.
And Harold Washington, that's right. And they do dye that river green. I was down there one St. Patrick's Day, a cold and windy. That's why they call it the Windy City Day there in Chicago. A couple of shows to pay attention to listen if you get a chance this weekend right here on this radio station that you're listening to. Sunday, 10 o'clock, Nevada Backcountry. Sergeant Henry Evans is the host of that show, and he has a very special co-host this weekend. Special in so many ways. And that would be me. And that's 10 to 11 Sunday with Henry. And the Douglas County Republican Central Committee will join John tomorrow. They'll be talking about the endorsements that they'll be doing. Unlike Mark Amaday, they're behind David Flippo. Question 6 and 7. And also the upcoming event with David Flippo and Jim Jordan in the Carson Valley. Tomorrow, 9 to noon, right here, 991FMTalk.com. Somebody's being contrarian. They think the Washoe County Sheriff's Department should focus more on crimes against trees. 1% of our audience voted for that. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday here on the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT. Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.